The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. As coronavirus infections climb in Mumbai, authorities in India's worst-hit city are turning to high-tech smart helmets to speed up screenings and identify suspected cases in the financial capital's densely populated slum. The portable thermoscanners previously deployed in Dubai, Italy, and China enable health workers to record the temperatures of dozens of residents per minute and could emerge as a key weapon in Mumbai's quest to eradicate the virus from the city of 18 million people. Rishikesh Samadhan Saul, a health volunteer with the nonprofit group BJS, Bharatiya Jain Janhatana, had this to say about how the helmet works.
When we used a temperature gun to check for symptoms, it used to take a lot of time. Now that BJS has provided us with these helmets, we're able to screen many people at once and cover a bigger area, so it's very useful.
The helmets were donated to authorities in Mumbai and the nearby city of Pune, which both have been locked in a months-long battle against the pandemic, with cases across India soaring past 1 million recently. But with just two helmets in use in each city, the push to identify and isolate infected residents will take some time. The imported helmets, which cost around 600,000 rupees or about $8,000, are also in high demand in places like Dubai, said Jane, making it very difficult to expand capacity. A young entrepreneur in Pakistan has created an online portal that offers a digital Qurbani experience amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The term Qurbani refers to the sacrifice of animals and Eid al-Adha, which is the festival of the sacrifice. 29-year-old Akib Muhal adapted his business to help facilitate social distancing.
What we try to do online is that we try to create the real essence of Qurbani, which has Islam described us to do.
The service allows customers to buy animals online, as well as check specifications of the animal and experience sacrifices and meat processing.
Online dekha tha usme picture mein.
I saw the goat online and checked the rate for the goat when I visit here and found the same animal that I was offered online. The price of the goat is fair in what is compared with the open animal market. The goat den is so clean and they also provide us surgical masks and sanitize our hands due to COVID-19 pandemic.
For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.